Recently, the Secretary of Health and Human Services, Tommy Thompson, announced a major change in Medicare policy regarding obesity. The federal government eliminated a long-standing rule that said obesity could not be considered a disease. Well, commentator Laura Lorson says she's happy with the change because she's certainly sick of dieting.
I grew up in a part of the country renowned for its hospitality and its food. I don't want to put too fine a point on it, but I have, in my lifetime, eaten deep-fried Twinkies, deep-fried pickles, and deep-fried Snickers. Not all at once. My mom did her best with her daughters, trying to tell us about the food pyramid and balanced eating, but let's face it, 5 servings a day of fruits and vegetables just have no chance whatsoever when you put them up against the possibility of deep-fried anything. Fast forward to about a month ago. I went in for my yearly HMO-approved physical. I had a rather troubling conversation with my doctor. "Laura," she said, "I'm afraid I've got some bad news. Somewhere along the way, you seem to have come down with obesity." I resisted the urge to misquote that line from the movie Casablanca about being shocked, shocked that there was obesity going on here. I mean, what American hasn't heard about a gazillion times that we weigh too much already? I tried to be a good sport about it. Years of medical school and residency led to her professional suggestion that I eat less and exercise more. Sounded reasonable enough. But as so many of us already know, easier said than done. I walked out the door officially diagnosed with the illness of obesity, 1 copayment poorer, but 3 weeks' worth of 1,200-calorie-a-day menu planners richer. I responded as I usually do, by calling up my friend Amy and complaining about it. "It's not like I'm that overweight," I said. "It's not like I'm one of those Jerry Springer show people who has to be pried out of his house with a crane." She thought this over for a second and then offered this advice. "Is that really the standard you're shooting for before you go on a diet? 'Cause I'd rethink that if I were you." I decided she had a point. So I did it. I went on a 1,200-calorie-a-day, medically-sanctioned, miracle-freedom diet. And let me tell you, this is no joke. You have to weigh things. 3 ounces of chicken is not as much as you think. And you have to plan. I mean, there is no half-cup puffed rice with 8 ounces skim milk lurking in the vending machine next to the king-size Butterfingers. The whole enterprise is actually vaguely embarrassing to me. It's like I'm admitting to all my coworkers that I have a weight problem, which, now that I think about it, I suppose they already know. But now I have to explain why I can't try the homemade coffee cake, why I'm skipping the donuts and the brownies that the folks in the business office brought to share. It hardly seems fair that 3 scrupulously measured weeks later, I have lost a grand total of 6 pounds. This kind of effort justifies being a size 6 by the end of the first week. Here's the thing. In a land of plenty like ours, it's really hard to look at healthy eating as anything other than a deprivation. And deprivation doesn't go well with our sense of who we are as Americans. This is the thing we have to fix. Eating less, eating right, it's not a punishment. It's treating yourself well, maybe for the first time in your life.
Laura Lorson is a local on-air host for Kansas Public Radio. ¶¶